I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I want to welcome everybody. It's fun to have a bunch of people here. So, roll call, we'd be missing Charles tonight. He just flew back from Texas, so we weren't sure if he'd make it or not. So it looks like he did not. Next on the agenda is citizen input. If there's any citizens here tonight that have something like to address the council, it's council business, raise your hand. I'll acknowledge you. That is not on the agenda. And then we'll give you up to 5 minutes. Mike?
Am I on the agenda? I didn't see. Oh, I am. Okay.
All right, anybody else? Okay, we'll close citizen input. Okay, approval of agenda. Do I hear a motion? Ken, Taylor first, Dan second. Okay, any discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Okay, that passes. Oops. Okay, consent agenda. Do I hear a motion on the consent agenda?
I'll make that motion.
Ken Johnson?
Second.
Okay, Mark Snyder, is there any discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. All right, that passes then. Okay, current business, public hearing on the 2011-2016 capital facility plan. Okay, let me get that up here. Please bear with us as we progress through the legal and technical aspects of the public hearing. This public hearing is now open at 7:03 and it's being held to receive a staff report and receive public comments on the city's capital facility plan for 2011 through 2016. This public hearing is required by state law. The capital facility plan has been developed and I will now ask the finance officer to present a report. Mike?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and members of council. Washington State requires a public hearing to present the capital facilities plan. The capital facilities plan is a six-year plan, and so this one is set up from 2011 to 2016. And the project's budgeted, and I'll just hit the big ones, the highlights. We have City Hall administration for City Hall modification, $78,500. Two police cars for the police department. Park and recreation, we have $246,000 in capital for the park and recreations. And then the street fund has a service truck, Highway 24 underpass, walk path, industrial access to Scootney Moon and neighborhood street overlay projects are in there. And then the water fund, I just need to scroll that up a little bit. The water fund has a well for $1 million, SR industrial area, $200,000. The sealing of well number one for $25,000, electronic read meters, water line improvements. And this is just in the current year, this is just in 2011. And then solid waste fund has a refresh for grindings and alleys for $15,000. I'll bring up the spreadsheet on that. This is a picture by fund, and it goes out to 2016, but I'll give you the highlights right here. The general fund is the first fund, and I think I'll give the amount in that fund. And then it goes down to park and recreations, the $246,000, and it goes on down to the street fund. The street fund total is $271,000. There's a vehicle for a vehicle rotation. The water is $1,390,000, and most of that's the drilling of a new well in 2011. And then solid waste is a refresh of grindings. And that's my presentation if there's any questions.
Okay, I will now ask for public testimony, questions, or objections to be heard from citizens. Please raise your hand so I may recognize you. After I acknowledge you, please come to the microphone and state your name and address for the record. I will allow up to 5 minutes for each citizen. Okay, since there was no public comments, I will now close the time for public testimony. Okay. Down farther here. Do any of the council members have comments or questions at this time? All right, since there is no questions, I will now close the public meeting hearing at 7:06 p.m. All right, thank you, Mike. Review of the hotel motel fund requests. Mike?
Thank you again, Mayor and Council. Council approves funding request for hotel motel tax. And with the passing of the tourism fund policy, the Council requests that all requests for tourism funding be presented to Council for consideration. And then following application for tourism funding in 2011 have been received for your review. It's the Adams County Fair, All City Classics Car Club, American Fiesta Amistad, the Caboose Project, 1946, the Milwaukee Road Caboose Project, Cooley Corridor Consortium, Othello Community Museum, Greater Othello Chamber of Commerce, Othello Rodeo Association, Othello Sandhill Crane Festival, and the Little Hotel Art Gallery. The estimated funding available in 2011 is $42,588. In 2009, the old hotel was granted $5,000 in additional funding to purchase a new furnace. They were not able to complete the project, so the unused amount was carried forward and used in 2010. Their allocation has been reduced by that amount. So for them to get a percentage change, it was not based on that capital. And then I also have a listing of one of their projects right there. Thank you, Debbie. Our estimate for available funding in 2011 is $42,588. And so what I do is I take the previous the funding allocation, so to the very left is a 2010 allocation, and then I apply the amount I allocated to each fund based on their percentage of the previous year's funding. I've been here, this is my fifth budget with the city, and all of these projects, all of these all these projects have been in the funding since I've been here, with the exception of the, where is it? Oh, the Othello Community Museum. I think it's only been around for the last couple of years, but the others have been here in the time that I've been here. We have applications that we put in the council's a mail in the copy room, and once again, there are no surprises with this. These people are very experienced about filling out our applications, and they've done a good job. And so staff recommends funding based on the percentage allocation, based on the what's available. Are there any questions?
Any questions by council, or any questions on a certain application? Because a lot of the people are here tonight.
I would like to go over the budget with the Chamber of Commerce. Can we use that thing to put the budget up, or?
Put the overhead line. Put the budget up. Their application?
No, here. First that one and then that one. The Chamber of Commerce came to us last year with some asking for money for fireworks after all budgets had been passed. And we were told that if we did not put money in, there would be no fireworks. Regrettably, you can't read that very well.
Where is that?
And Mike, you read the number I have circled up there. Can you read that at all? Total receipts?
Well, I mean, I'll read it off.
Yeah.
I think there's a way on the machine, Mike, to enlarge it.
Can we focus that in?
Just the height.
It might go off the page, so there you go.
But budgeting is pretty simple, and I'm going to go over a couple budgets tonight, not in this one.
The number is $49,971.
And that's receipts?
Yes.
Budget is, it's nothing more than a checkbook where you have your beginning balance plus income minus expenses and your ending balance. Anyway, they're showing their budget they presented to us for 2010 is total receipts of approximately $50,000, and you want to read the total of the net expenses down there, Mike?
Can you use a pointer?
I'll have to read it off. Total expenditures is $34,729.
So we have income of $50,000, expenditures of $35,000. So according to their budget they gave to us, they made $15,000 last year, and that's why I have my note. And I said, can we get our fireworks money back? Because we gave that money as a good gesture to keep that going. And then that organization, according to their budget again, went ahead and made $15,000 profit for the year. And not only do I not get my fireworks money back, but I believe I saw a letter from this organization asking you for an increase for fireworks for next year. And I don't understand that, why you have $15,000 in the bank. And if you go to their next year, their expenses actually show exceeding their income by $2,000 or so. But if you start with $15,000, you've still got $13,000. And then in the corner I have circled, I don't know if they're starting a reserve fund or if that reserve fund is there. But I don't understand the whole logic around this budgeting, why you're coming to me for more money when you're flush $15,000.
So does somebody from the chamber want to address that?
Sure, you bet.
The questions? Concerns?
Mike Beardsley, representing the chamber. Mark, your points are well taken. And in looking at 2010, keep in mind this is the actual and the budget for the full year. Actuals were January through September. And what'll throw you at first here is that in January, the chamber really had less than $1,000. I don't know what the number was, but it was that low. And when you see a number of $6,201 in here at the bottom of January, we owed the beautification committee at that point $7,556. So we were basically bankrupt at that point. With new leadership, we were able to cut costs dramatically. We cut back on the manager's time. We virtually eliminated advertising. We got rid of $270 a month in phone bills and replaced it with about a $50 a month system. And we were really in survival mode at that point, so we aggressively went after membership, dues, collections, in addition to cost cutting every way we could. I mean, we just had to. So in January, when we came to you asking for $6,000 to do the fireworks and the 4th of July, we were in no position at that point to know what was coming and what we could put together. I think that our projection of being at $13,372 at the end of this year is a result of the generosity not only of the city, but of a lot of companies in town that stepped up to support their chamber. You might look at it this way too, you know, because we're going to be close to January of next year, and we're looking at a significant 4th of July investment instead of fireworks at $6,000 and $7,000.
entertainment was zero, it's going to be $2,000 for live entertainment, and we'll have other additional costs. So, you know, to tell you the truth, I'm a little surprised we're doing this well, and I was right in the middle of it. You know, we just worked it, and have done pretty well. And the chamber, given that it's a full year involvement with staff and rent and insurance, very little advertising, you know, all that investment, I mean, you can't be operating right at break even. To do that, you've got to have some reserves, and Mark, you're right, in the year 2011, we are trying to create reserves. We don't have any reserves right now in 2010, other than what you see on the bottom line. That number is for real. Those thousands of dollars do in fact exist. But as we roll forward into 2011, my goal was to create a $12,000 reserve against which we could then go into the 4th of July knowing we could cover our investment. And that what was left over then would be our operating income and outgo. And of course, we would make your effort to make that as positive as we could. But in this scenario you see here, we never do achieve our $12,000 in reserves in the next year. And like I say, I'm just as surprised as anybody that we did this well. Just so you know, there's 74 contributors to the chamber. That's all. The number of contributors over $200 is eight. I mean, $200, I'm sorry, is eight. And, no, I'm sorry, the number of contributors over $280 annually is only eight. And so we don't have any heavy hitters coming in on membership. Where we do try to create excitement and generate revenue is in the sponsorships and in the advertising that we sell to help make these events go.
Mike, could you hand me that budget back, please? I appreciate all that, and I think it's wonderful you're doing great. I just don't know why you keep coming to me wanting more tax dollars to support you when you're self-supporting with sponsors. Last year, your fireworks, your revenue was $6,000 from the city and $4,850 from July's 4th of July sponsors, and the amount you spent on fireworks was $6,000. So to me, that says you got $4,800 in reserves that you didn't spend on fireworks last year. So my, you know, I don't mind giving this hotel money, but my recommendation is that out of the general fund for fireworks be zero. A $12,000 reserve is, that's expressly large for an organization with handled with this amount of funds. You're only receiving in $45,000, your total receipts, and you want $12,000 in reserves? That's too much. You need to spend that money that people are giving you on the fireworks and on the chamber activities and not come to me asking for taxpayer dollars to continue supporting what you don't need money for. And I think we have budgeted this year, Mike, at a general fund, $2,500 for fireworks. Which is,
and
you have in your budget.
We're actually asking for $3,500, which is half of the cost of the fireworks.
You don't need it.
Can I add a little to this?
Go ahead.
First off, I want to thank you again for your support for last year. It was very much appreciated. I am amazed after the months and works and weeks of hours at the first response I got to our 4th of July. Every time it was, the fireworks were great, and I'm like, fireworks, that was it. But that's what we're judged on. We're judged on the fireworks, and then the other things trickle in. And we have to pay for those fireworks before we get sponsors in. If, with the economy the way it is, we pay that money out for those, and we go to get the sponsors after we've already had to pay for the fireworks, and the sponsors don't come in, you know, where are we? You know, you've got to be able to put the 4th of July on with the hope of getting that money back, but not knowing for sure that you will get that money back. There is no other activity in this entire region on the 4th of July. We can own the 4th of July. We can make a name for the city of Modelo as the premier place to be for 4th of July. Other places have nice activities, but no one has a large activity. After last year, are the expectations out there? Heavens yes. Are we wanting to exceed them? Heavens yes. Do we have dreams and ideas? You bet we do. We're starting next week on it. This is kind of how big it has gotten. I was asked by the school district, and today I did the first one, tomorrow I did the second, to do the entire Veterans Day program. It was 40 minutes long. They said, can you recreate the 4th of July? That was amazing. And I said, yes and no. We did the best of our ability. It was an amazing, phenomenal thing today. That was at the high school. I go again tomorrow to the middle school. What a compliment to the city to say, you know what that thing that the city did? That's the way that it was said. Do you know that thing that the city did out front of City Hall? Can you redo that for our school district? You know, compliments to the city for supporting us with not only manpower, but with financial assistance so that we can continue to do those things. So yes, we do have this, but as any business, you need that reserve because you don't. We can't bank on the sponsorships coming in. So that is why we're still here asking to say we want to be able to go forward to hire some good bands. Just some of the fun things we have planned. We're going to have a concert in the park. We're going to have the fireworks to music. We're wanting to pull in a military type display, car show. We're wanting to grow this. And I've already been in contact with a lot of organizations. Trying to grow the 4th of July. And that's not only our only focus. We have a shop in Othello that runs from Thanksgiving through December, which rewards people for shopping locally, which brings in sales tax dollars. So, you know, we are your constant presence. We are answering the phones. We are getting emails. We are there as the face of Othello when people call. We have internet sites. I am amazed at the hits we get on our Facebook, the number of them. We've gotten contacts from people in Australia. I mean, we're trying to help put Othello on the map. And we are the face, one of the faces, there are many faces of Othello. So that is what we're asking.
I don't disagree with your goals, and I'm proud of what you do. I'm just saying you don't need the city money to finance it. Even by your own budget, next year in July, your end of the month cash is $11,000. You don't need money from the taxpayers. The taxpayers are paying you already through buying through the sponsors that sponsor you. You don't need our money. You know, learn to live without it. It's kind of like double dipping. And we give you the 2%.
The sponsorship issue, because I think people don't realize how minimalistic that is. In terms of our membership, you know, that's only $13,000. And like I say, we only have eight firms that contribute more than $280 a year to our cost.
Well, our budgets are the same way.
The local economy cannot, you know, it's difficult for these companies to support much of anything. And so we're grateful for what we're getting. And all we're asking is that we put the chamber on a sound financial footing, and we're just not there yet.
Well, that's where we adamantly disagree. $12,000 reserve, I think, is just off the charts for an organization that only takes in $45,000 a year revenue. I would say $4,000 a year reserve would be fine.
Well, if we weren't going to get any help from the city, we'd be talking about $7,000 worth of fireworks, $2,000 worth of entertainment. And so that's $9,000 right off the get-go, gone. You know, it's just we're talking about bigger dollars here than I think a lot of people realize.
How can I not realize this? It's right here in your budget.
Well, that's why we have the budget.
Well, right.
So we can be fiscally responsible.
Well, you're beyond. You don't need money from me. You know, get it from your sources. I mean, our budget is not unlike yours. We don't know what the sales tax is going to be. We don't know what property tax is going to come in at. So I'd rather the $3,500 you're offering, I'd rather use it for accumulated and put it toward a new playground toy. I got 100 other uses for that money besides building reserves for the Chamber of Commerce. I'm going to be quiet now. I've said enough.
I feel like the Chamber and the city are really in a partnership. We're both after the same people here, the kind of people we want here, and to improve the quality of life. And I think that, like so often, I don't hear anymore. It used to be I used to hear things like, what are you doing for us? And I say, no, that's all wrong. You know, what are you doing to support your chamber, your community? We're out there every day promoting Adele. What are you doing to support that? That's where we need the help. And that's where we're coming from with this. Now, you know, when we come to you next year, if we're in really great shape, we're going to cut back on our request dramatically, because you're right, we won't need it. But right now, we're trying to get in a position where we can make financial commitments and meet them with certainty.
And we appreciate what you're doing, and I guess I'm not against the reserves. But I do believe if they keep growing, then, you know, like you just mentioned to Mike, that then we need to start cutting back. And also, I don't want to get a feeling that we cannot allow the other organizations to have reserves, because to grow, you have to have money in the bank, you know what I mean? In the bank. And if they don't have enough money, they're stuck. You only go so far. Then the rope ends. That's as far as you can get. And, you know, I agree with Mark, what you're saying. We don't want people having big reserves and coming to us looking for more money. I agree with you on that. But I'm not sure if this 12,000 is out too far yet, because they have big dreams. And they're representing Othello, and they want to see us grow, and they want to see us on the map and become the center of what's going on around the basin. And that brings in tax dollars. That fills our hotels. That puts people in the restaurants. That, you know. And I would really like to see us leave the chamber as it is this year.
I have to agree with that. I look at it as the chamber is providing the service for us. The first thing I do is when I go into another community, I'm going to go stay there in a new motel room or find a place to eat, I go to the chamber's website for that community, and that's the first place I look. And I look at it, that's what you're providing for this community too. Provide a lot of information for people that are coming to this community, even to look at this community to possibly be a place to live. And I really applaud the effort that you have made in order to turn around the finances from when you were a year ago at the same time. It's great to see that you finally got a reserve. I've seen the struggle, and I've seen the problems with the fireworks for many years to try to raise money for it. There was quite a few years when it was, are we going to have them? Are we or? You know, to try to find different sponsorships and stuff to pay for that. It was really hard. We do have some great citizens in this community that have donated and very generous community to help this stuff continue. And I want to see the chamber continue. I think this past year you've got on your feet very nicely, and I see a lot to come from the chamber. I don't want to yank your budget out from underneath you all of a sudden that you're just starting to get on the wall. I really support you.
I'm not sure where people are getting the impression we're yanking the budget out from under them. We're, this hotel, motel fee is giving them almost $13,000. I'm talking about $2,500 for fireworks.
I'd just like to add that, you know, we're in the budget at $15,000. We're hoping to collect $12,776. So of that basic $9,000 that you see at the end of 2011, because there's $6,000 reserved, $4,000 cash. But, you know, there just went, you know, $2,500. And, you know, if we're not assisted in other ways, which is very possible, that number keeps dropping down. So it's very likely that we could end up at $6,000 or less at the end of the year. And, you know, that's where we were. I mean, I can remember what it was like in January of this year looking at this whole situation. If we went into a new year with only $6,000, I'd be very nervous.
Any more questions?
We appreciate your support and your attention to this matter and the time you've given us. We're all working towards the same thing, and we're just doing our best. Thank you very much.
Any more questions from council? Well, thank you, Janelle. Mike, thanks for coming. Is there any other applications we want to discuss? Under hotel motel? Or tourism funding? Mark, did you have no?
Mm-mm.
No? Okay, we're not voting on this tonight. This is a discussion, and it'll be drafted for November 22nd is when we get down to voting on this. So thank everybody for coming, and it sounds like we're not going to discuss any of the other applications. Okay, award of well number 6 rehabilitation. Larry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and Council. Nice to see you all again. Last week, the city received 4 bids for the rehabilitation of well number 6. And just a real brief summary, well 6, as you may be aware, is a well that's high in fluoride. The maximum contaminant level that the state recognizes is 4 milligrams per liter. We're upwards of 15 milligrams per liter. Partly because of that, we were able to receive a 100% grant from the Community Development Block Grant, part of the ARRA recovery funds, to fund the construction of the rehabilitation of this well so we can eliminate the aquifer where the very high fluoride levels are coming in. This project will do that. We received 4 bids. The low bid, $266,449.80. The bids ranged up to $457,294.20, with the engineer's estimate being $270,327. The low bidder is a company called Holt Services. They're out of Lakewood, which is down near Tacoma. They've been in business a great number of years. Actually, I usually work with them when I worked over on the west side of the state many moons ago. We've checked references, we've checked their registration, debarment list, and everything looks really good. We're going through the process of having the funding agency, CDBG, their review as well. They have to check not only the firm, but the firm's president, and make sure that they aren't on the federal debarment list. So that's in the process. At this time, we would recommend award of the bid to Holt Services in the amount of $266,449.80, contingent on concurrence of award from the funding agency, CDBG.
Any questions by council for Larry?
Yeah, I have a couple. I noticed the firm that has been working on the well was actually the high bid. They know that well inside and out. And it made me wonder, well, do they know something that we don't know or the others? And then I got it looking through the price breakdowns of the bids, and I noticed our low bidder on one area where you've got engineering estimates, they are almost 130,000 low.
Right.
And everybody else is at the high part. No mistakes been made in their bid.
We talked to the contractor about that, specifically about that, the line item for the rehabilitation. They feel comfortable with their number. They do this type of work on a routine basis. They're very familiar with the Department of Ecology requirements and the folks in the Eastern Region Office in Spokane that we deal with. They even talked about a couple of ideas that might be able to bring that number down even lower in working with ecology. I don't know why Schneider's bid was as high as it is. They come from Oregon, so they have a fair way to get here, but they have been in town all summer long. I don't know if it's because they've been in town, if they feel that they needed to have contingencies just in case there were problems. I know that a couple of the bidders, especially the low bidders, have ways of doing the work where they don't have to tear the building down. I don't think Schneider has that capability. because one of the items that we had talked about was if they have to get a drill rig right next to the hole, they would have to go through part of the walls instead of coming in through the skylight above. And that would bump the numbers up considerably. Speculation. It's kind of tough to find out from contractors exactly how they bid and where they bid, but the numbers, the total bid between the first and second, and even the third bidder, were pretty tightly clumped. And that's something we'll watch very, very closely. They have to put together a plan of how they're going to do the work, which has to be not only approved by us and city crews, but also by Department of Ecology. And if it's not approved, then they've got to go back to the drawing boards.
Just an additional comment. That issue that you pointed out does stick out. It's like a red herring. So Larry and I met with Snyder after the bid opening, and they indicated that they may have misinterpreted some of the bid specs. That's why they're a bit a little high. They just have misread them, they said.
Well, my next question was, you know, since they were so high on that bid, have they been getting this on the other well working?
Here's another issue to that. I think it's a lot the way they process their bid or whatever, because if you look in another section of that, it's got the test of the pumping and whatnot. Their bid is actually high compared to the others. You're talking about almost $50,000 difference there.
Right.
So maybe they kind of, you know, it's hard to tell what they did actually in the bid, whether it come out of here or come out of here, but in the overall and the balance at the end there is basically about the same thing when you figure all the differences. So it just depends on where they put that figure at. So.
And that is a good point. And in looking at the numbers that we have received from Schneider in the past for work on, say, well 5 or well 2, we did compare that to other contractors doing similar work, and we've got a good deal for the work they've done.
Okay, I think you answered my questions.
Any other questions? Oh, Mark?
How long will it take? Never mind.
By mid-January.
Yeah. Does this include the attempt to take out the stainless steel screen?
Yes.
Okay. I hope that was about $10 budgeted toward that. But.
And the contractors actually talked about an alternate that once we get talking to Ecology, we may be able to even leave the screen in without touching it.
That'd be nice. Okay, any other questions for Larry? Okay, do I hear a motion to approve the bid for well number 6 rehabilitation to Holt Services Incorporated of Lakewood, Washington for $266,449.80, contingent upon concurrence in award from the funding agency, the Community Development Block Grant Program?
I make that motion.
Mark Snyder first?
I'll second.
Okay, Ken Kaler was second. Any more discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, the same? Okay, that passes. Thank you, Larry. Okay, budget cleanup items from the general fund. Did you say Terry was going to be here?
I can lead into that one.
Okay.
At the conclusion of our last workshop, the council finished going through the general fund with some questions remaining outstanding. Four questions that were outstanding are, do we want to continue to fund the Adams County Development Council, the trim mower, and the walk behind mower, two of those. Council asked that Terry be here to explain the use of those types of mowers. Roger Krug is here to explain Adams County Development Council on Councilmember's forehead. I remember two specific questions relative to that. And the fourth item that is not on here was a generator for the fire department, which is still under review, and we'd just like either leave it at 50 or reduce it to 30 or take it out of the budget totally, and we'll come back when the fire department, it's going to take a couple months to do this until we get to a point where we want to come back to council. So it's up to you what you want to do with that. but to, as a lead-in, Roger Krug is here for the $3,400 requested by the Adams County Development Council.
First, these are my filler glasses that I'm still walking over here. What I'm going to do is give an update status. First thing, I'd like to thank the support the city has done with us and some of the council members in regard to the golfing tournament, because a golfing tournament is equal to a city of 10,000, roughly, it's revenue from $5,000. So what I'd like to do is go through some of the status here and then throw up for questions if you have questions. Leonard couldn't be here, he's on vacation. He's the number guy and bookkeeping gal as a person. First lane, thus far we've taken since the 1st of September about 16.87% cut in funding from the state Department of Commerce, and I expect that to be another 20% or more. So basically, we're getting down to the point where we, as the ACDC and the board members, were far enough sighted that we created a whole, I guess, series of price reductions. And one of those is the ACDC office is now based free due to the county commissioners believing that it needs to exist to represent Adams County and the cities and communities and the port inside the county. So the office space formerly occupied by the auditor is now occupied by Greg Shelby for free. They also loaned me, and I spent about half my time working on ACDC materials. And since we have reduction in funding, we also are reducing, and we'll be at the meeting on Wednesday, the goals that we have to do. Like last year, we had to contact 40 different businesses, find out what they're, how they're doing, if they need any help, and now we've started going back through that. We've had a little bit of turmoil as we moved from Mitchellville to here, and I will admit that during the past year, we've had a tough time putting things together, but having advanced and smart people on the board, we cut our costs. We have free lights, power, and heat. I provide mileages when I go, like we went to a couple places, and I take the county car. The county has approved that as a way of funding the ACDC. And then the last one, we reduced administrative costs, and that is financial things like paper and stamps and all those things. Plus, Grace is working as a, what, with 30 hours, 26 hours a week, sharing with the chamber. So I put down some ACDC activities here, and then I started them, and I'll just let you guys look at them on your own. And those scars are assisted by Department of Commerce. And the website, we're working on that website up to date, and it promotes every city and port inside Adams County as a promotional point to go and to get links to other areas. Business assistant planning, workforce as an education. We work with Big Bend Community College, and probably in December, or maybe we'll go in January, we're going to unveil some seminars where Alan Peterson, a small business center, will be coming into Othello, Ritzville, Lynn, Worshtop, and possibly Hatt to assist people who are starting businesses, either financing, business plans, or whatever. Also, I have a book here that lists a number of things that the Department of Commerce also helps in assisting in business deals. It's right here, and I can let you guys look at that. Okay, we represent grant writing. We've done some grant writing, addressed countywide issues, natural gas, green power, natural gas. Started actually in 2007. I haven't included any of those in my estimates. Trade shows, we go to different trade shows. The last big trade show we went to was the Harvesting Clean Energy in Kennewick. There was several hundred people there. We got a lot of good comments about marketing biomass, algae, wind, and solar. Solar's still really high. You're setting up property manuals, like when a person comes to Othello, we'll have a little book like this that shows the maps. This one's for Lynn, and the profiles, maps, sites. This is an ethanol plant. Then we also have, we visited all communities, talked to them as to what their needs are through the chambers and what's available, and then we got import and export. And then all I did is some of the direct things that Department of Commerce has. I just listed those. Basically, the area manager here is Terry Lawhead, who is helping us with right now some current issues and projects. Also, the weight of the ACDC is important when you want to go for money, feasibility studies, project studies, that it counts. And February, we created a seminar, and the only people that didn't show up was Washtenaw. And Washtenaw, for whatever reason, the hotel was there, the port, Hatton, Lynn, and Ritzville. And we also had key state people. There was nine of them on the phone, conference call for about 6 hours. There was USDA people for funding, and there was a number of workhouse people there. And if people had a problem, they raised their hand and said, this is our problem. For example, Hatton had sidewalks, and these guys from Worship Public Trust said, oh, hey, here's what to go see, here's what I'm doing, how I prepare it. So we had those. And we think the thing cost us a total of $200 because we got the union elevator conference room free. Now, one of the things I've never done very often because some of it is very confidential, but I've listed here some of the things that we've done and what the towns are that I could remember. We've had a lot of people look at things here. For example, there's been four natural gas meetings that Eamon was also the chair in here with people from government, state, federal government, and we found out that unless Grant County does something, we're not going to be able to recruit anybody that uses natural gas. Also, we had four ethanol plants, one in Hatton, one in Othello, two in Ritzville, potential, no water. The one at Othello, no gas. And then we had several planning. This is a planning for strategic plan for Othello. This was done in 2007. We received the governor's Smart Community Award for strategic planning. That's just one of them, and this one's for the rest of the county. Also, we worked on a project where we had a major food processor come in, and we provide them all the data and the Department of Commerce, because there's tax data. We had a nice dinner, we toured them around the area, and I think we're still in the running, and they don't care about gas. So that's 156 jobs. Okay, here's the rest of this thing. The algae one went to the port, that went to Kearney Reservoir, Oregon, instead of here. One that really affects Othello is we had four major, and we made a short list on data centers. And I can't tell you the name of the data centers, but those data centers, the only hang up, we had everything except natural gas, and they said, well, we can heat by electricity. But what we didn't have was waste water. Well, we didn't get to that far. I'm really embarrassed, but One of those was to be located out, two of them are out by Bob's Corner. One was city property over here by the jury plant. Actually, both of those were. And we sent in, and the I was looking for that, and I got it, but the application was like this. It included Mike helped me, Jay helped me, Vista helped us, and we had the size of the pipe, water, and one of them was located right by the well, so we wouldn't have to go very far. But the problem is wastewater. We can't put it in the Bureau, so we never got that far. But those are the things that we do as the ACDC. Then I brought just a couple of things about the future. We've changed the whole way we're looking at things and trying to cost. We're no longer staying in the Davenport Hotel. We're driving. I mean, Port Grace Drive is Lowe's Lake. She had to drive to Ellensburg, and the Ellensburg one was the future of our economy and how it's going to go. And the guy basically said the economy, recession ended in 2009, June, you've heard that one. Then he was a state, you know, he said, we got 5 years to 10 years before we're out of this thing and wages are back up to. So we're trying to do that, and then we try to feed that back to the board so they can make decisions that can entail what we're going to do and how we're going to do it. Okay, the last point was questions. So I've got a lot of things. So we look at Washington retail sales thing. This is, Amy gets some of the reminders all the time that this has got Othello in it. And without Othello, folks, Adams County's kind of tough shape. Adams County's in here and Ritzville's in here. And when you have zero growth, no one wants to come to your town. Then we also have stuff that we handle through the Department of Commerce, wages, market. Adams County wages are 57% of the state median wage. So that is an advantage, but it also is a disadvantage to people living here. Any questions? I probably should have brought some of this out before, but some when people come to you, you can't talk about it. You can get sued if it's a priority, which one was at the port, and that was 150 jobs. We didn't have any wastewater, and we lost it. Moses Lake didn't get it, Pasco didn't get it, we didn't get it. Why? Natural gas. And they went someplace else. And they were raising the product here. They wanted to be here really bad. Mr. Don Mooney was representing. I never did find out who it is. I figured out who possibly it was. So that's kind of the update. I have made a lot of changes in the last 90 days. And now the offices are here. And Grayson covers them Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I cover them the rest of the time. We get most of our, not all, most of our leads come through the Department of Commerce, which is the state. And if we're not funded by the state, then we're not going to get those leads. I have some my own private leads. But if we don't match what the state gives us, then we don't get any money. That's what it's tied to. But the key was a golf tournament, and I really appreciate you guys because that is equivalent with these cuts in pay. We'll keep our head above water. And I wish Leonard could be here because he's more detailed on the cost things. But feel free to come to, there's a meeting on the 10th right here at 6 o'clock. And feel free to come there and they'll be going through some of the numbers. But substantial reduction. And we run on a 2-year biennium. So the next one could be really bad. We also had, in the last 3 weeks, we've had conference calls with the state governor's office and Department of Commerce and sit there on the speakerphone and listen to these guys. Hey, any other questions?
Mark?
As everybody knows, I'm not a big fan of ACDC because I think there's a lot of duplication of efforts between the city itself and the job you're hired to do with the county and our Chamber of Commerce. But I understand the politics of it, that we have to have this entity to get channel funds from the state. The showstopper for you, your group, is your budget again. And we were given the budget 7/1/2009 through 6/30/2010. And for beginning balance budget, it showed $77,000. Actual beginning balance was $13.66. There's no entity, private, public, nonprofit, that has a business model that shows $77,000 and comes up with $13 and gets more money. I mean, that is so far out of whack. I'm almost obligated to call the state auditor and let them know about what we're receiving.
Well, I think if you feel that strongly, you ought to, because where that money came from was the ex-Adams County Economic Development Council. And also we're using a Quicken program that forecasts a number, and we have to manipulate it because the forecast is showing income. We started with that number. We were paying higher wages. We had furniture that was $2,000. The county provides a new computer. And I think that number has been gone through several times, including the state, because the state audits these books. But we started out with that money. Without that money, we couldn't get reimbursed by the state for the first time because we had to give them money before they'd give us money. And that's where that money came from. And it came from the old John Taylor Council. And that's where it came from. And it is a concern, as a bean counter in your background. But if you would come to the meeting on Wednesday, Leonard will be able to explain that to you. He tried to explain it to me, and I couldn't make it work, so I tried. So he had to explain it to Mrs. Reimers, because it's the way that the system works. But that's where we started. 2009 was the first year, went to 2011, and then our budget isn't by year, it's by annual. And that most of our money comes from the match, except for the golf tournament, comes from the cap, it's $50. Warstuck is $125. Lynn is $250. Ritzville's about $1,700, and I think here's about $3,200. And the port also puts money in, and the county puts money in too, besides all the things they give them. So, that's a good question. And I think, that.
It's a question. Let me cut you off. I mean, I'm not thinking we're under, so even on the same page. This is a beginning balance that is put together like 2 months before the end of the year. So that if Mike came to us, that'd be the equivalent of Mike coming to us now and saying in solid waste we're going to have $77,000 to start the year with, and then at the beginning of the year say, oh, sorry, we only have $13. I mean, people are terminated for that. Well, I mean, it's grossly inaccurate, and so far nobody's been able to explain that inaccuracy to me. And I've talked to people on the board and with ACDC. I said, give me an explanation. Write out something out for me. I don't know how you get $77,000 off on anything. And by the way, we don't even have this year's budget. This is through the end of June 2010. So I don't even know what you're doing for your budget year 2010-2011.
Well, if I show you, you'd be more confused, because I'm confused. Because the budget is a two-year cycle, but Quicken only sees it as a one-year cycle.
Well, I don't give city funds to an entity that's confused about their budget. Well, I'll just leave it at that.
$3,000 we need that money, but if you feel that strong on it, what you have to do is you have to say, what are we doing? The chamber's not doing any advertising. We are, and we are combined as the economic development entity itself, the ACDC, and Adams County. So we folded ourselves into one organization instead of everybody running around. We still front for the port. So I think in order to get that done, there's either two things I can do. One is I can let Leonard explain that to you, because I wasn't even here at that time. I'm trying to explain something, but I know some of the background. But I didn't come back in until I was doing the reports, and have done them all the time, but not on the cost. And then these have to balance with the state. And if they don't balance with the state, we don't gain money. We don't get reimbursed. As a matter of fact, we got caught up because we picked up some extra wages for Grace, and they came back and said, no, that wasn't in the budget. So they logged us off $1,300 or $1,600. And so I will get Leonard to give you a call, let you know, because he can tell you exactly how that was.
The Chamber of Commerce shows a Grace is earning funds. Is this the same Grace that works for?
She works half-time, yeah, right there.
She works for the Chamber of Commerce?
She works 2 days a week and us 3 days a week.
Well, I was right then. It is overlap. Because you're working for the county and for ACDC. She's working for the Chamber and ACDC. So it's all one big thing.
Well, it's not, because there's two different. One is, we're the economic arm of Adams County. And ACDC and the economic development are now one.
Well, pushing forward with your with the budget for 2009 and 10, your overall total at the bottom, your balance was going to be 50,000, and instead it was minus 4,000. So this, to me, showed you operated at a $4,000 loss last budget cycle.
No, you have to talk to Leonard. It's how Quicken figures your money in and how it figures it out. I've got some figures right here, and I can't make any sense out of them.
Well, Roger, would the council like Leonard to come?
On
the 22nd.
I think we should have Leonard get a hold of you guys.
Not if they tell us it's a QuickBooks timing issue, or it's the way the number we have to put in to get funding. I'm not interested in that. I want to know how you lose $77,000.
We didn't lose $77,000. So
well, that's what your budget shows.
Here's the latest, and you try to figure that out. I could.
Okay. Well, that's I'm not giving you money if you can't figure out a budget.
Well.
But you got to remember, it's Leonard that does this.
We're even up in our money, and if that's the way you feel, we can't change it, but we can explain it.
I would love to say that, but I have to have a budget that shows it. I can't just say I'm good with my money.
If the budget was not correct, we would not get any money from the state.
You can confirm tonight that you've been audited in the last 12 months.
The state audits that every time a report goes in, every by quarter, we're audited by a gal named, it used to be Barbara Yank. And if that doesn't match our budget, where there's too much money or something, we have to explain that to the state, but we don't get any money.
I'm on that board, and I know the money situation. And Leonard was a council member of this city council for quite a while. He's dealt with the budgets very much, and he's did a wonderful, wonderful job. That's why he was put there, to help with our money situations. And he can explain that budget very well. I've made numerous times I've come to the meeting and invited council to our ACDC meetings. We've got them every once in a while. Mark, I'm going to personally invite you now.
I'm not coming to an ACDC meeting.
They can explain that, because we go over it every time at every one of our meetings. We go over the budget.
I am elected to be responsible for taxpayer dollars, and I don't need to go to another meeting because I pay them tax dollars money. They should be coming to me and explaining it to us.
I certainly think that's what we should do. As a matter of fact, we'll
okay.
Get an appointment and come see you.
Well, why don't you guys plan on coming then on the 22nd? We'll put you on it for the budget discussion on your part right here.
Sure.
Okay, Roger.
That's fine.
Okay, second. Ken, go ahead.
Yeah, I hear both sides of the story here a little bit, but you know, we've got an organization that's trying to do something for the good of the county and the cities. Right now is a bad time for anybody to accomplish anything. It's just bad timing. You cannot let somebody go down because they don't have funding for, say, our city or whatever. Maybe that budget doesn't look right, whatever, but I know they broke their everything in the book to keep this thing alive. They have changed their tactics and changed the personnel. They've moved the office over here like like Roger's already said, and the county's supporting a lot of that. We've got to stay with these people, otherwise our town will do the same thing. If we quit supporting somebody that's trying to promote business, we're going to have the same problem, and we'll dwindle on the vine like everybody else. So I think we should support them the same as we've done, and keep this thing in motion.
Just one final comment, and now's the time that we need to be moving, making our, you know, we're still doing ads in nice national selector magazines, and I believe we're the only people doing it. We went in partnership with Britsville once, and it was a great ad. The problem is I couldn't get reimbursed, so I paid the whole ad, and I don't know where the money went. And that's county. It wouldn't come back into my account. So what we need to do is get Leonard here on the 22nd, and he can tell you what ends what. I can't, Mark, I'm sorry, and I'm not going to try to say that, no. But it's partly due to how the Quicken book works, but I can give you the numbers. What we'll do is we'll send you what we get to the state. How's that sound, too, just to kind of get going here? Because we have that data.
Thank you, Roger.
Thank you.
We appreciate what you guys do. And what you get,
final point for me is I appreciate what the chamber does and what this group does. However, as stewards of tax dollars money, I don't think we should just openly give without taking a second look at entities that present a budget that doesn't show that they are spending our money responsibly.
I agree.
That's what we'll have letter come.
I think that's all we can ask is to solve those concerns, Mark, and I appreciate your professionalism in asking. Okay.
Thank you, Roger. Okay, trim mower. Walk behind, is somebody doing that one?
Yeah, Terry's here. The question from the council was, why do we need a trim mower? And just to clarify, the council appropriates money to the department. If the department needs to go through a formal, informal bid process, the department does that. So for that reason, we're not going to talk about names of mowers or anything tonight. We want to make sure we go through the process. The responsibility, if you will, of the council is to appropriate the money or not for, an, for equipment or an item that's requested. Next, Jerry.
Okay, we'll start with the trim mower there. It's got a 72-inch Ultra deck on it. It's exactly 14 years old this year. 4.5 years ago, I think the city put approximately $6,000 in it to fix it, rehab it. It gets a lot of use. It's got a lot of wear. A year and a half ago, we went through the steer axle on it, put in bushing spindles, tie rod ends in it. We were due for those again. You follow it down the road, you transfer it back and forth, you kind of, wheels kind of flop back and forth like you're waving to you. We need some tires on it. It's got a considerable amount of wear on it, and it is very, very old. It's 14 years. It's got, it's seen some wear and tear. DOC's been on it prior to my city, so it's got some abuse there as well. It'll take some work. It'll probably be, if we're going to send it out for repair, we're doing repair to it, it's going to be in excess of about $6,000 to straighten it out. The walk behind mowers there, those mowers right there are 13 years old. They're static drive, hydrostatic drive. The harder you push them, the faster it drives. It works really well on the wheels and stuff we have here at City Hall. But we've got some gear drives and wheels there. We've got some holes in the deck that have been patched with some tin just to keep the vacuum picking up the grass, which is about as safe as you can get, but it's not real safe. But we continue to use them, and they've also got now some, we got some wear in the linkages for your controls, for your clutch, weight clutch. They just get sloppy, and they're due to be replaced. So.
Any questions for Terry?
Is the trim mower the real type, or is it the blades?
It's the blades.
Are those used for two different purposes, the real mower?
Yeah, the coming down that.
Is the real mower used for different like bigger area than the trim mower, or?
The trim mower we use around the trees, the electric pedestals, the shelters, fence lines, in the pool area. It can get in some tight spots. The real mower we use for the more open, broader ranges. That mower there, that real mower that you bought here, is a 90. And it takes us probably a month to get the knives sharpened on that there to about $3,500. Just to keep that real mower around. So we take some really extra care of that machine because it does the widest cut in the biggest areas. The trim machine gets most of the damage around the trees, your pedestals. It's used the most. But they're quite old and they're due for some upgrades.
So the trim mower you're training in is the old Toro?
The old Toro, correct.
More questions for Terry? So we're going to leave this in the red column? Yes? So we can look at it and decide?
I'm sorry, it's my fault I spaced out, but I did. Why do walk-behind mowers cost $1,300?
These are a hydrostatic-driven mower. They're not just a gear-driven 1, 2, 3, 4 speeds. The harder you push against the controls, the faster the mower travels. So if you were to mow this hill back here, you stuck it in a gear, that gear would just take you down over the hill, and away it would go. This one here, if you don't push on it very hard, it actually slows up to your pace. So when you're working the hills and you're climbing down, up and down, it ain't just dragging you all over the place.
Is that something that goes to go to bid too?
No, that's below the bid amount.
Okay.
Okay, well, I guess we'll stick it in the red column then. We'll decide as we go down the budget. So, any other questions for Terry? What's that? Yeah. So, do we want to move them over? Okay, we'll move them over then. Mike, so go ahead and stick them in. We'll figure out how we're going to fund it. Thank you, Terry.
Thank you.
Appreciate you coming. Okay, wasn't... Eamon, is this where the gentleman there?
Well, that's in the water portion. The
water portion.
Development Council presentation is in the water fund.
Oh, and that's part of the budget? Okay. All right. Preliminary budget discussion. Mike?
Thank you. I'm going to continue kind of in the manner that we went through with the general fund last week. And I'd like to just start with a simple review of the general fund and describe some things that we did. This is the map at the end of the general fund. Right now, revenues are running out of expenses by $65,880. And what we did is we went in and put all the present salary rates in. We took that 1.5 out. And we also took the amount out for the change in health care. We left it at the old rate. So there are no increases in here for salaries or benefits. And so this is the picture right now at 65,818. Now the mowers that you just asked to put back in here will increase this by what, 26,600. It'll reduce this number by 26,600. I guess we could take the trim mower out of the utility account if the council chose to do that. So that is just a quick review of the general fund, just to let you know where it's at.
Mike, what you're saying, just a comment on the general fund. Because of some comments made at council, and to avoid confusion, all that, the 1.5% that was in salaries and all that is out. And the basic reason for that is the union negotiations, collective bargaining agreements, will not be completed by next month. The three council members that are on the committee know that the discussions have moved to mediation. Mediation will not take place for several weeks now. So instead of bogging down our budget process or confusing it by leaving some anonymous number in there to hold a space. We've just taken it out of the budget with the thought that the collective bargaining agreement has to come back to council, full council, for approval. Once we do that, we will follow that right up with the budget amendment to match whatever you approve in the collective bargaining agreement. So again, any confusion on any salary increases is out of the budget.
I'm still have not got what salary has to do with union negotiations. I don't get that. I worked at a plant, a business for 25 years, and it was irrelevant.
The relevancy is most union contracts, besides language changes, are centered on salary increases. So we put money in there just to hold a place. But primarily because of the questions you asked, we took it out to avoid confusion. So there are no dollars in there for salaries unless council at some point wants to put some in for something. Now we are moving ahead with union negotiations, which will involve a salary, a potential salary, depending on how negotiations come out. Or
okay,
of salary, let's say a dollar amount for something.
We're confusing salary. Salary was always, to me, the at-wheel people versus basically non-union people. And what union people got was a wage. So they can get a wage increase without non-union people getting a salary increase. So maybe we're not using salary on the same
page. It's semantics, wage is salary. I don't know what you're used to in the industry and what they call it. But just to, again, clarify so there is no confusion based on questions you asked at the last meeting, there is nothing in the budget relative to union or non-union. Salary, wages, increases, benefits, whatever you want to call it. There's nothing in the budget. We do anticipate bringing something back to the council at some point, whatever's negotiated. And when you adopt a collective bargaining agreement, whatever is in that, that will also be reflected in a budget amendment at the same night. We're just trying to simplify it.
Yeah, but when you come back and say, hypothetically, the unions negotiated a 2% wage increase for union employees, does that mean salaried people are going to get non-union people a 2% increase?
Well, there is no hypothetical 2%, so I don't want to confuse anybody, so I don't want to use that number or any other number. When we come back and say to the council, here's what the collective bargaining agreement is asking for, and you approve it, that applies to the collective bargaining membership. Does not apply to non-union. Are we good to that point?
Yes.
However, traditionally the council has also appropriated a like amount for non-union people as well. But that's a council decision.
Okay, there we go. And I'm not always a traditionalist, so beware. I'm sorry, on this mic, you're showing for 2011, our general fund, that the revenue is exceeding expenses by $65,000.
Yes.
And that includes the capitals we had up until the mowers.
That's correct. We funded that capital through the utility tax fund.
Some of them. I don't believe all of them.
Pardon me?
Some of them went to the utility tax, but not all of them.
There was some small amounts that we didn't fund.
And that's included in there?
Yes.
Okay.
That's correct.
All right.
Everything's in the bottom line here. Yeah.
All right. We're on the same page.
Okay. So now I'm going to go to the street funds. And I'll go through this kind of quickly. I'm just going to go down to this total here for street operations. It's up about $10,000, and it's this weed and debris removal service. It's been increased from $30,000 to $40,000. So that line item went up by that amount. And that's in the street operations totals right here as well. It's reflected $10,000. Then we go down to the public works expenditures are the ones that are allocated to the water and sewer fund and the park department. And it did not go up very much.
very, very little. And once again, we didn't raise salaries and benefits. Now, this Public Works Trust Fund loan right here is for the SR24 project, and was the loan amount was about $427,500. And it's on a 5-year payback schedule unless it moves into construction. But we do have this on a schedule to pay by July 1st of 2011, this amount right here. And this fund, if you look down at the bottom, at the total down at the bottom, the fund is right now is underwater by $10,000. We still have to balance this fund. So this amount right here council will have to pick a funding source, because this will have to be paid. There's really no option on whether we pay it or not. It's the option is how are we going to pay it? And my recommendation is the utility tax fund. And if we do use the utility tax fund, and I could go to it right now and we could do the math on it, but I believe that there'll only be about $143,000 left in the utility tax fund after we pay this Public Works Trust Fund.
So are we okay, Mike, on our reserve limit on that one?
Pardon me?
Our reserve limit that we had set? Are we okay on that? Do we have one for that one?
In the utility tax fund? Well, yeah, I'll just go through it real quick here.
I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. We have low reserves that we're willing to go down to before council wants to know.
Here's the utility tax fund. It has, with what we have in it right now for expenditures, we would have an ending fund balance of $258,741. So if I took this, $115,425, and stuck it up in here, then you see the balance in the utility tax fund is now $143,000.
Okay, I guess maybe I'll make myself clear. Each fund, do we have a limit that we're willing to go down to as a council? Are we within that right there?
Street fund.
What's it called? Reserves?
Street fund reserves. Where are we currently sitting with our street fund reserves?
Well, yeah, I think the street fund reserve is the minimum is supposed to be $25,000. Okay. We're supposed to have a $25,000 balance at the end of the year in the street fund. Once again, if we assume that we're going to fund this, and we have to fund this, and if we do it through, let me just see, I'll just put this number in here. Now we're within $10,000. We're in the negative by 10. If we want to get to that $25,000 of a positive fund balance, it'd be a $35,000. We need to look for a $35,000 in revenue or cuts. One of the two.
Talking about street funds here, I don't know where this should come out of, but I think in our workshop, this is a small item, but it's big for some people when they're handicapped. We got a handicap ramp that we talked about at the museum. One time we were going to fund it with some of this that we were doing in our work for the present time, but I think it'll probably drift over into next year's budget. I can't give you a figure. I'd say somewhere around $1,000. Three.
It was about $2,700.
Is that what it was? Anyway, we need a handicap ramp at our museum. I don't know whether that can come out of the sidewalk funding, or whether it be converted out of the street fund or whatever. I've had several requests. The museum, they went ahead and put a handicap ramp into their door, but when you are handicapped, you can't get to it because you can't get up, on the curb or whatever. So it's just something you need to kick around. It's a small item, but it should be in there somewhere.
If it was up to me, I'd take out the $200,000 for street overlays between Main Street and Olympia and what your budget for on Broadway. I would consider that your overlays for the year.
It's dead center target. It's your choice between really the $200,000 street overlay or the repave of the center two lanes of Broadway from 280 or 288. That's going to pull everything right in line. Councilmember Kager, back to your issue, it would be the sidewalk fund, which we'll get to. However, just so council knows, if we can, we'll do that handicap ramp within the quantities of the project that's now going on. There'll be no change or no additional cost, so we're going to try to get it included because they're doing other handicap ramps. But if there's a cost, then we'll have to put it in next year's budget.
Won't be a 5-day extension now, will it?
I didn't think of that, but you could be right.
Now, this capital in the street fund is still in the red column. It isn't in the totals for the street fund right now.
Well, I'm not really the two-lane center of Broadway either, but apparently the mayor wants that to be his legacy, so.
No. Well, what is Broadway? It's our primary commerce coming from the south, and it's falling apart because they put the seam right down where the tires run on the asphalt, which we're trying to prevent from Main Street. So,
and right after the warranty expires, we figure it out.
So, you know, that's, I just don't want to see us having to rip all of Broadway out because we let it go too far.
The street fund does have a reserve fund, and this is it right here, Fund 110. And at the by the end of next year, 2011, we expect to have about $313,261 in that fund. This fund has been building up reserves to replace the camel truck, the Vactor truck. And I think it's going to be about $375,000. And that's a very critical piece of equipment for public works. So that's kind of the direction that this fund has been going.
Can I ask a question about Broadway?
Mm-hmm.
When they revamp or whatever they're going to do with SR-26, I know they're going to do some changing on some of those radiuses and some of those streets to take care of the trucking. Is anything going to be done to get all of that particular area as far as Broadway is concerned?
Yeah, I'm sorry, where was that? I was trying to get my computer back.
Well, you know, they're going to do some work on 26 and First Street, Broadway, whatever.
Yeah.
That's going to all involve.
Lines and corners.
And they're going to do some reuses and whatnot in there. Is any way that any of that's going to take place and maybe help some of this as far as Broadway is concerned? Because they're going to have to make some left turns and whatnot in that area. I don't know whether that would be anything in their contract or not.
No, you indicated First Avenue, which is correct. In 2011, the First Avenue 26 issue will be contracted by DOT. The only thing on Broadway is the walk path underneath the overpass. It was not put in this last year, but will be put in next year. Money provided by DOT, if available.
But isn't there one radius? Radiuses and whatnot.
So mm-hmm. Which one? The one
on Broadway and the street. They're going to cut across
the block,
first.
Block.
Yeah.
No. No, that radius is not.
That was. They were pretty adamant they were going to do that. They stated directly to us that was going to be done. And Mr. Hilma's question about technical about the degree or the angle or something.
It rewriting was discussed, and in fact, it was even discussed that the owner of that building, that potato shed there, was going to donate some footage in. The last I heard, that was not going to take place, but I'd be glad to review it and get back to you on that.
Yeah, because they agreed they couldn't move the building, but like up where Pacific Pride right. was or something, they said they'd do it there. There was like there was no question about it. It had to be done to meet specs.
I thought that was removed for because of dollars, but I'll check to make sure.
I don't think that's going to take place in 2012 anyway.
No, it's not next year. It's just first.
Or 13.
Okay, Mike, I can see minus the capital facility plan. We are still in a negative operating budget for this coming year. Right, we need to balance that street fund first.
For the street fund?
Yes. So, roughly we got $12,000 we still need to make up for just to balance the operating budget.
Right. Yeah. Just oh, thank you. Just to get to zero, we need $10,000. To get to the $25,000 minimum balance, we need $35,000.
Okay. I was just going through our list of our different street fund expenditures, and one that I'd possibly seen was professional services engineering. In 2009, we spent roughly $9,700. This year, we budgeted $60,000. Do you know how much of that we've spent this year so far?
Let's see.
Professional services, labor, professional services.
Well, we spent about $10,006, and the year-end estimate was for $30,000. So
the 2011 budget was just $60,000 again. Could we drop that and make up the difference? Drop a little bit off of that to help make up the difference to balance that?
Yeah, I believe we could.
So like to 50, you're saying?
Drop it to 30.
Even 40.
To 30.
To 40?
He said that 30 was going to be year end for this.
For this year, so we only spent 30 this year.
So that brings us almost $20,000 to the good.
And that way, we balance our budget on the street, and then we can go into our capital facilities now.
Excellent.
Good idea, yeah.
So basically what we've done, we put this public works trust fund loan in and funded it through the utility tax fund. And then we balanced the budget by reducing the engineering, professional engineering by $30,000. So then we still have these capital items. The service truck, we've already agreed to put the general fund portion of that into the budget, and then we'll be faced with that in the water fund and the sewer fund. So. Mm-hmm.
This is not for satisfying. Make sure we remember what we did back 2 years ago. The SR24 project, you're seeing the first payment of it now. The Public Works Trust Fund loan was at 3%. If we do not start construction, the contingency in that was, if we do not start construction within five years, that percent goes up, and if I remember right, it doubles. So I just don't want to lose sight of that, because that was part of that contract that we agreed to.
Yeah, and that's what I was wondering, if we're cutting ourselves short on that part of the engineering portion of that.
Yeah, the engineering's almost completed, so then we have a couple, 3 years to look for monies and construction monies based on the engineer's specifications. Thank you, Mark. I just want to make sure.
The service truck could be funded out of the utility tax fund. It does have a minimum of $25,000. But the service truck itself is $64,000, right? And so
So it actually qualifies to be funded by the utility tax fund. It's just that we don't need to fund the total amount because the enterprise funds can pay their share. So I was just, one of my recommendations would be to move it over into the active column and fund it through the utility tax fund.
So when you move it over, it's going to affect the bottom line in that fund?
Right, but I would put revenue in on the revenue side, which would be equivalent to that amount.
Is that the council wants?
Well, I'm not understanding. Are we on the street fund?
Yes.
And I thought we were only, with that adjustment, $20,000 to the good. Now we're looking at $496,000 more to that. Doesn't that all just put us to the bad?
This over here, I see what you're saying, right? This is in that red discussion column.
Right.
It's not in the total.
Right.
It doesn't go into the total unless I move it over into this column right here.
Well, why don't you hypothetically move the $280,000 over?
Okay.
Now, what's the bottom line in the street fund?
A negative $276,000.
So we don't have money for any of that, overlay, Broadway, or anything.
If you look, even if we took 280 for the overlay out of the utility tax fund, we're going to be out of zero balance on it, because that's what we're to under 300,000 on it. We've already been taken from it for the last week and a half for our other projects.
Yeah, the utility tax fund as it stands right now, by taking money out of there to pay that public works fund loan, is now at $143,000.
So
couldn't fund the 280.
So any of these capital projects are pretty much up because we have.
Yeah, it looks that way. And I mean, there is the street fund reserve, but once again, funding for the back trip.
I don't think we want to touch that.
This is the year that we might have to tighten up our belts just a little bit on the budget on a few of these projects that we've been. I know we've been showing a lot of progress, public's money, and we did a lot of work in the past, and we still got the Main Street project going, and except that's been solely funded without any increases in tax. I think this might be the year that we just have to say, okay, let's wait for a little bit on some of these projects. Let's get both back up again.
Okay, we do know that the utility tax replenishes every year. It's not like using the other reserve funds. They don't get replenished unless we plan on moving money from someplace in with the funds. But the utility tax fund does get replenished.
Give me a year to see if we have the money for next year.
Did we have a minimum that we have set on the utility tax fund reserve?
Do we have
a minimum that we're
going to need? No, we don't.
And I can tell you, in all the time I've been doing this is that's the lowest amount I've seen. That's ever come down to anything else.
So that's what council feels? Leave all that in the red?
Yep.
Okay. Let's move on then.
Okay. I'll save this. Okay, so now I'm going to go into the special revenue funds, and I'll review these quickly. This is the tourism fund, which we pretty much discussed earlier tonight. This is the revenue side, and this is the expenditure side, and it's using the numbers that this 42,511 was the number that we used tonight for our discussion, and it leaves a balance of 40,000, which is what council requires. And then we go into the real estate excise tax fund.
We have a large beginning fund balance of $430,000. We expect to have, by the end of next year, about $473,800. And this money can be used for parks, which we know, and it can also be used for streets. That is one of the expenses that are plausible in that fund.
And everybody's still on for parks, saving that money for the parks?
Yep.
Okay.
This is a utility tax fund. Not much change in terms of revenue. We expect a beginning fund balance of about $225,000. And then we've been listing the expenditures. We just added the Public Works Trust Fund on there. And with an ending balance of about $143,316. Let's see, let me move down here. Sidewalk fund, we spent money out of that this year, $75,000, and I think that was for that walk path thing through the park. So it ultimately, this is just a transfer to the Main Street project, is really what it is this year. So it'll be down to about $10,400.
Probably includes the sidewalk on the north end of the park, too.
Yeah,
and the walk path.
I think that's one of those, yeah.
I hope that walk path didn't cost $75,000. Yeah. The asphalt part.
Yeah.
This is the Main Street project. I'm putting a placeholder for next year as $1 million that we're going to carry over. I don't know exactly what it's going to be. We know that the traffic signals will be carried over into the spring, and there could be some street work, some overlay work that would be carried over. I don't know what that is, but it really doesn't matter because we're not taking money from anywhere except just this fund. So I stuck a budget in there of $1 million for next year, just so we have a budget in case we need it. And so that's the special revenue funds. And then the reserve funds, there's not too much to say about these. Fund is a real property fund. 104 is a real property fund. Has about $319,000 we would expect to have in that fund by the end of the year. That could be used for park acquisition, property acquisition. Fund 105 is the left reserve fund. It'll be up to almost $73,000. This is money being reserved in case somebody needs intensive care and needs to go into a care facility. The fire department reserve fund.
Round things out again. We have all left members, left ones insured except one. And this is really to cover that one person.
The fire department reserve fund will be at about $80,800. And I think that's about what they felt it would cost to get a new command vehicle. So we might see some activity there, and of course only at council approval. Then we have the water reserve fund. We were anticipating moving about $750,000 into this fund in 2011, which would bring it up to about $1,029,000 in reserves. That number is predicated on the choices we make in the water fund. Then we have the sewer reserve. We'll be up about $2.5 million by the end of 2011.
Right. Back in the water fund, we have two discussions on that. Plumbing, waste, development, we have a speaker.
Yeah, I'll go to that right now. I just covered these last two reserve funds. This is the solid waste reserve. It's at about $157,000. And then the street reserve, which we saw earlier, is $313,000. And I'll go to the...
Right.
This is the water fund.
town. Hey, Mike?
Yeah.
We're going to take a break, okay?
Okay.
We're going to take a break right now for 5-10 minutes, whatever people get back.
Okay.
So we have some council members that we need to get a little break here, so then we'll resume the meeting in a minute.